Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The pass rush is still the thing I can't figure out for Kansas City. And I was trying to decide, like, how do they fix it? What's the solution, Gold? And looking at, like, trade things over the weekend and all this other stuff. You know what the simple solution is to fix their defensive line woes? Chris Jones just be better? Like, I know, and I'm not saying he's been a bad player either. That's what's funny. He has not been a bad player. But the simple solution to solving their defensive line issues is just, Chris Jones should just try being better. You know what? Or just be better.
Well.
And that would make a big difference. And I will say Washington's offensive line, and we can ask our guests, it's not been like one of the best offensive lines in the game or anything. So, yeah. I mean, it feels like there's an advantage to be had there.
Look, we've acknowledged with the money that you're making, if you're Chris Jones, the sack numbers have to be there as well. But I still think we have to recognize opposite Karloftis, unless Aminihue continues to emerge a little bit, you're able to really focus and double team Chris Jones on a regular basis. Next Gen Stats put this out late last week. Chris Jones has the fastest time to pressure in the NFL when he's blocked one-on-one. So, like, this idea, like, is he washed? Is he not getting it done? No, when he's one-on-one, he's winning and getting quicker to the quarterback.
But nobody ever leaves him one-on-one.
But he's not. And why is that? Yeah, because of the other issues that they have. But a minimum and 100 pass rush snaps is the minimum, according to Next Gen Stats. He's the fastest time to pressure, 2.3 seconds in the NFL when he's blocked one-on-one this season. So, he still has it. He still has it. He's probably just as frustrated as you are if you're saying, where's the damn sack numbers, though? But yeah, that's why.
Because those do still matter.
Yep.
Somebody, yeah, they're pointing out. I just don't think Karloftis has not been the issue. He's been a fine player. Maybe not
based. He's been the target for a lot of people for whatever reason.
I still don't understand why, do you? It's not like he's not putting up substance.
Because he got a contract in the offseason. You know how this goes. You know what I mean? He's got 3.5 heading into their 8th game of the year.
So he's tailed off the last couple weeks. He got off to a really good start.
So he has no sacks in the last two games. He had 3 sacks in the first 4, and then the last 3 weeks, he's got a half a sack.
If it's not Chris Jones, if he's attracting all this attention, then who is going to step up? I think that's where a lot of it falls
him
on.
At this point,
it falls on George. Charles Aminihue has been better the last couple of weeks.
He has.
Yeah.
Can you be good enough to get Chris Jones more than just maybe one chance at the quarterback throughout a game because he's getting done? Like, if you can. That's where having that extra guy, whoever it is, if George can get to the quarterback a couple times, all of a sudden it opens up.
I understand. Chris Jones. I understand the frustration over long-term contract stuff. But this is also the Chiefs paid Karloftis. They were hoping, I'm sure, that there was some upper end, but they paid Karloftis as the type of player exactly like he's being. He's on pace for 8.5 sacks. He had 8 the year before that and 10.5 the year before that. Those are pretty similar numbers. He is, however, on pace to have way more tackles for loss, way more tackles, way more pressures, and a similar number of quarterback hits than he had the year before. So, they're getting out of Karloftis what he has already been doing for them pretty consistently. So I'd say if your issue is, why pay him the amount of money for the continued amount of pay, fine. But if we're saying we're not getting normal George Karloftis, that's where my argument is.
Yeah, I mean, I need him closer to 10.
He is performing closer to
what he is. I need him closer to 10 sacks with the deal that he signed. Now, we acknowledge this when he signed
that's a one-sack difference.
Four-year. But one sack is, it's not like it's, we're talking about being 100 yards short. One sack is, that's a big, when we're not talking about guys getting 50 sacks, when you're one sack off.
When you only get 10, one's a big difference.
But no, Karloftis, 4 years, $93 million, $62 million guaranteed. that's a deal that we've acknowledged. In 2 years, it's going to actually look really, really good financially for them because of where the market will continue to trend. That this is, at the time, people are like, how are they giving them all this money guaranteed, et cetera? It is a deal. Even if you tell me over the next 2 years he averages 9 sacks, if you will look at the comps of who's making what, the Chiefs will end up looking very good on this deal as long as he stays healthy. But the issue is more that they don't have somebody opposite him and somebody to take attention away from him or Charles Omenihu. Now, if you want to say like George Karloff is not winning enough one-on-one, well, he's not a top five pass rusher, and he's also not paid like a top five pass rusher.
I think they miss Turk Wharton as well a lot more than what they think.
They miss Pinnell and Turk and some of the interior guys.
The obvious one as well, you know, they're not getting the effectiveness out of the pass rush for Mike Pinnell, and as much as we've talked about him, Turk Wharton, what do you have, like 8.5 sacks last year?
Six and a half.
I think that he's, from just the ability to rush the passer alongside Chris Jones, he also is a guy that they're less than now who takes away attention. Like Omar Norman-Lott was starting to come on a little bit, but it feels like defenses are okay letting George Karloftis beat them and know that he might get you once or twice, but George Karloftis is not going to beat us, and teams go into that comfortably knowing if we just double Chris Jones the entire game, from a protection standpoint at least, we'll be okay.
How many Chiefs players would we have to add up to get Myles Garrett's sack numbers from just yesterday?
Five yesterday. It's crazy.
And a beatdown loss.
Got destroyed.
Are you including Drew Tranquil?
Yeah.
Because he was the one who had two. Yeah. He was second in sacks, yeah. I think, as it was last week.
Myles Garrett's unbelievable. But also, like, when he was upset in the post game, it's like, you had, again, he chose, which is fine. He chose money versus actually following through with this trade request. And that's fine. He got paid in a big way, but he has to have known what you were signing up for a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, it is like if you won the lottery for $100 million gold, they gave it to you all in cold, hard cash, gold bars, and then you got deserted on an island and just could do nothing with it. It was meaningless cash. He is a meaningless player in the NFL somehow, despite the fact he's one of the most dominant players in the NFL because he's on a team that's going nowhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.